I guess you could say as a combined result of the big lie and the findings so far, with apparently more to come, of the January 6th committee, after months of negotiating, a group of senators announced this past week two proposals that are designed to close the gaps in federal law and prevent any future candidates from trying to steal elections. Two bills are called the Electoral Count Reform and Presidential Transition Improvement Act. The other one is the Enhanced Election Security and Protection Act. This effort is being led by Senator Susan Collins, Republican from Maine, and Democratic Senator from West Virginia, Joe Manchin. Yeah, I know, but, well, we think he'll actually vote for his own legislation. Let's put it that way. The Election Count Reform and Presidential Transition Improvement Act would overhaul the 1887 Electoral Count Act, which, by the way, if you want to see a copy of that, that's one of the downloads on our download page, by the way. But anyway, going back to this act, it would make clear that the vice president's role in the confirming an election result is solely ministerial, meaning you stand there, you read the papers are given to you, period. He or she doesn't have any kind of unilateral power to reject electors. It would also raise the threshold for forcing a vote on objecting to electors from one House and Senate member to one-fifth of each chamber. Bill would also amend the Presidential Transition Act of 1963 to ensure that candidates of both parties receive resources to aid the transition in limited circumstances when the outcome of an election is reasonably in doubt. Legislation would ID the state's governor, unless otherwise specified by the state, as the person responsible for submitting the election result. That's an attempt to avoid dealing with fake slates of electors. You've seen the stories about those. Bill would also provide a process for expedited judicial review, featuring a 3-judge panel with the possibility to directly appeal to the Supreme Court if a candidate wants to challenge the submitted electors. And the legislation would also eliminate a provision of the 1885 law that could be used by state legislatures to actually override the popular vote. And the second bill, that's the Enhanced Election Security Protection Act, that would double the penalties under federal law for people who threaten or intimidate election officials, poll watchers, voters, or candidates. It would also add Postal Service guidance to improve the processes for mail-in ballots, reauthorize the Election Assistance Commission for 5 years, and make clear that electronic election records must be preserved. As far as a timeline for all this, it's unclear when any actual legislation might come to a vote in the full Senate. The packed calendar in the coming weeks, it's likely to be after the August recess. Some senators also said, well, you know what, we can vote on this during the lame duck session after the midterm elections. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who blessed the bipartisan negotiations months ago, reiterated his confidence in the working group at a news conference this past week, saying the Electoral Count Act of 1887 needs to be fixed, and I've been in constant touch with Senator Collins and sympathetic with what she's trying to achieve. If you look over in the House side of things, House Democratic Caucus Chair Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat from New York, said that the proposals appear to be, quote, a meaningful step in the right direction to ensure that the peaceful transfer of power will continue to take place uninterrupted by individuals who attempt to overthrow the U.S. government. Jeffries also said he also wants to see the January 6th committee's legislative recommendations, which he expects to come shortly in at least preliminary form, saying certainly their work has exposed the need for us to act in Congress to prevent the type of attempted theft that was being undertaken by Donald Trump and his cronies. There's a diplomatic term I bet you never heard a politician say. Well, he certainly could have used a worse term.